Hello, and welcome to the EU Auditors podcast series on transport megaprojects. By 2030, the European Union plans to connect the continent through a network of motorways, railways, and inland waterways. These large transport infrastructures should improve connections between national networks along 9 European corridors on the Trans-European Transport Network. This will enable both people and goods to travel seamlessly across the Union. To complete these corridors, large transport megaprojects with a cross-border impact are currently being built. What role has the European Commission played in these multi-billion megaprojects? Were they well planned and cost-efficient? Have there been delays and cost overruns? Will they fully deliver the expected socio-economic benefits? And what is the situation on the ground? We at the European Court of Auditors have looked into all these questions. We selected 8 of these multi-billion flagship projects in 13 member states. The total cost was €54 billion. We assessed the Commission's role in their planning, time management and cost management. And of course, we also checked how they were carried out and supervised. Our auditors conclude that key cross-border transport megaprojects in the EU are progressing more slowly than expected. 6 of the 8 multi-billion projects we audited, including access lines, are unlikely to be operating at full capacity by 2030 as initially planned. This will further postpone the completion of the core Trans-European network and put at risk the effectiveness of 5 of its 9 corridors. One of these very large transport flagship projects is the Fehmarn Belt Tunnel in North Germany. Let's have a look at what the EU auditors found and recommend. What is the Fehmarn Belt? The Fehmarn Belt fixed link is an 18-kilometre rail and road tunnel. It consists of a 4-lane motorway and a double-track railway line for passengers and freight on the European transport corridor connecting Scandinavia with the Mediterranean. This megaproject also includes access lines in Denmark and Germany. What did the auditors find? The Danish railway access lines and the tunnel are likely to be completed by 2030, but the German access lines are much delayed and very unlikely to be ready this decade. Construction costs for the tunnel have increased over the years by €2.7 billion, or 54%, and now stand at €7.7 billion. Here too there have been significant delays and work is currently 10 years behind the original schedule. The EU has allocated €794 million to this megaproject, and so far it has paid out €186 million. The German access lines have been upgraded to high-speed rail standards and may prove to be very costly. The estimated total cost before inflation is more than €4 billion, or €46 million per kilometre. By comparison, the Danish access lines, though under similar constraints, will cost €11 million per kilometre, less than a quarter of the cost for the German lines. This high cost in Germany is due to several factors. The auditors traced it to, among other things, the realignment of track, new stations, a new freight terminal, a new bridge from Fehmarn to the German mainland, and noise protection measures that go beyond the normal requirements. The new bridge alone could cost €549 million. However, there is currently no need for a new bridge, as the existing structure is fully able to cope with the expected number of trains. At the same time, they could bring the benefit-to-cost ratio below 1, meaning that the costs would outweigh the benefits. Under German law, if this happens, the work will have to stop. The auditors warn that this would put the full realisation of the benefits of a high-speed rail connection between Copenhagen and Hamburg at risk. Even 10 years after opening, the railway line through the Fehmarn Belt fixed link will be used by only 1 million passengers per year in each direction. These figures are far too low to make the project economically viable. Similarly, too few people live within 60 minutes of the line to ensure the long-term economic sustainability of the high-speed rail link. Together with the very high additional costs, these low passenger numbers will significantly reduce the cost-effectiveness of the German access line. And cost-effectiveness will also be significantly impacted by the fact that there will be no substantial multimodal shift. Freight using the new link will simply transfer from the existing rail route across the Great Belt Bridge in Denmark. The auditors note that stakeholders on both sides of the border have been involved, but with very different outcomes. For their part, Danish NGOs are satisfied with the way environmental issues have been handled. On the German side, however, opponents are exploring all legal means to delay the project, at great cost to the Danish project promoter, which is being obliged to pay standby fees in the millions of euros to hold contractors to the initial terms. So what do the auditors recommend? To support sound financial management, we at the European Court of Auditors recommend that the European Commission applies the available tools to enforce the long-term planning of megaprojects. It should require better analysis before deciding to provide EU co-funding, and the Commission should further develop its implementing decisions. Finally, the role of European coordinators should be strengthened to improve the supervision of strategic multinational corridors right across the EU. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to hear about 7 other megaprojects we have audited, please go to the website of the European Court of Auditors or check them out on our social media channels. Our Twitter feed is @EU Auditors, all in one word.